Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are a group of people out there who believe that they should be able to set the agenda for discussion, public discourse. They determine right or wrong. You think you have First Amendment rights, and even if you have them, they can still say, we will suppress that thought, that idea. There are people that powerful. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Tucker Carlson delved into big tech. I'm going to play this clip. We'll play it in pieces because, it's about 4 minutes, and I don't like to take up that much of my show with other people's stuff. But it'll reinforce things that you know. And the reason why I play other people's clips is when they give you information that, you know, they gathered through their research, and it's validated by my team. And I also want you to understand that there are people that are doing this stuff that think like I do. Or I think like they do either way. But I didn't, I don't watch this. These are clips that come to me. And when they validate what I think, I say, okay, let me share this with the audience. So here's Tucker explaining how big tech has decided who gets to say what. And this has to do with Google.
Our national conversation about transgenderism is completely defined by censorship, by making you shut up. Not allowing you to notice the obvious is why they're doing it. There's no attempt to persuade you. There's no facts-based argument. You can't respond, oh, so men can become women just by wishing it so? Tell us how that works. Can I stop male pattern baldness the same way? Can I grow 6 inches? Please explain how this remarkable new power the trans community has discovered might apply to me. Can I do it too? The power of positive thinking. Well, that's a fair question. They'll never answer it. They'll just make you be quiet. Their first move always is censorship, and their second move inevitably is punishment. We learned that again last night when we were suspended from Twitter. Quote, we have determined that this account violated the Twitter rules, specifically for violating our rules against hateful conduct, Twitter wrote to us. The only way out of Twitter jail was to delete our tweet, to pretend we never said it, to cleanse America's conscience by just whiting out the past. What was our crime, by the way? Well, we dared to highlight two accounts that Twitter has banned, from Charlie Kirk and the Babylon Bee. There was nothing hateful about either one. We'd say look them up, but you can't because they're gone now. But both merely noted that biological sex is fixed at birth. This has been universally acknowledged by Homo sapiens for at least 300,000 years. So it was a factual statement. But on Twitter, as in our public life, truth is no defense.
Welcome back, everybody. I said Google, but I meant Twitter. I didn't realize it was Twitter. But for all intents and purposes, it doesn't matter. So what was happening was there was a discussion about transgenderism. And I've already said, pardon me, many times that you can change who you want people to believe you to be. You know, if you're a man and you say, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body and you become a woman, you can do that all you want. But it ain't going to make you a woman. It's going to make you somebody playing a woman. And if you're a woman trapped, and you believe you're trapped in you're a man trapped in a woman's body and you become a man, you're not a man. You are a version. You're a facsimile, but you're not the real document. I can't get you notarized, okay? But things have become so absurd, and we've allowed it. And I'm going to tell you where it comes from. It comes from that cancer of academia that wants to study these various issues. And look, I have no problem saying let's delve into why somebody has this idea about themselves. It's like the people that want to marry a car. Or, I don't know, these people that look at children as sex objects. Or it's a jacked up brain. Now, I can tell you, there are physiological changes to people that have to do with gender, that have to do with aging, and a host of other things. Things happen to you. They happen physiologically. Like, I will tell you, as I've aged, there are things that I would have not even hesitated to do when I was in my 20s that I will not do today. I was carrying some golf bags. I told this story, it's probably been a couple years, 3 years ago, and I could have jumped over this little brook, a running brook with my golf clubs, to get to the green, and then, or I could have walked around to the bridge. And as I contemplated this 4 foot or so jump that I wouldn't have even thought twice about in my 20s, 30s, you know, 40s even, and suddenly I went, I got up to it and went, oh, you know what, I'll just walk around. Things just happen. Your brain flips over. When you get, say, kids that are 18 years old or something like that, you no longer look at kids 18 as like, whoa, look at that sexy girl. Now your mind shifts. You know, you age appropriately in your brain. When you get to your grandchildren, you know, and now suddenly you've got 4 and 5 year old grandchildren and your kids are in their, you know, 30s and, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever they may be, your world changes even then. And I know it's not just me. This is the way it goes. This is the way things work. We mature. Our brains mature. Not leftist. They get wackier and wackier, and they keep pushing these ideas on younger and younger generations who grow up so jacked up, man. I don't even think these kids know which way is up. Tucker goes on to say, they will never answer the question, man versus woman, and this, of course, came up with the controversy of the Supreme Court nominee not even wanting to define a woman, too afraid. She's going to rule on it. He says, they won't answer the question, then they censor you, and then they punish you. And he goes on to tell about how people talking about gender roles, and suddenly you get kicked off for talking about gender. I want you to understand, folks, all the misinformation that has been spread by the left with the accomplishments, with the media as accomplices, and the social media acting as the Gestapo, the people who will dole out the punishment. Now, I keep coming, don't get me started on Truth Social again, because I can't stand that Donald Trump and that team hasn't just let us all go on there. Because do you understand the sucking sound that would come from Twitter if we just, you know, I mean, if we just decided, okay, that's it, we're done. If Donald Trump had this site up and running, I'm not going to say we were depending on it. You know what makes me mad about it is I had a site and nobody came over. You could join immediately and nobody, we went on Fox. We got hit good. We got a lot of people that joined. We grew faster than Facebook initially, and then the games began. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about big tech censorship, what they have been doing to us for a better part of a decade. And what's funny, I tell people this story all the time. I went to all the biggest media, conservative media outlets years ago, 6-7 years ago. I told them, I said, hey, as a management consultant and a risk person who specializes in risk, I will tell you something. This is what's coming. At the time, Liftable Media, they also had another name. I can't remember now what they were called. But I said, you guys are going to experience an amazing, tech hit if you don't pay attention to what I'm telling you. You got to start gathering up these emails. And if you'll work with me, we can put everybody onto another social media site. And we will start to dictate the conversation. But let me tell you, they're going to start influencing our income and influencing our speech. And I'll be doggone, it was a year later, almost to the day, one of the biggest guys in the business, Floyd, I won't say his last name, but he called me and said, Kevin, are you experiencing this thing? I said, hey, man, I sat in your office. I went to Tucker Carlson, you, multiple people. I said, here's what's coming. And nobody listened to me. You all dismissed me. And so a year later, he had a 50-60% hit in his numbers overnight. Oh, it was a Facebook algorithm change. And I said, I told you. I said, but here's the good news, bad news. You can still implement this with me. We can still make it, you know, make it happen, even though they're shrinking your audience. Well, we got to do it now, because here's what I'm telling you. You went from drinking out of the cup to drinking out of one of those big plastic straws that we used to have as a kid that had the powder in it. But now, the next time, you're going to be drinking from a straw. And then after that, you're going to be drinking from a coffee stirrer. You won't be able to get enough oxygen to keep you afloat. Now, this guy went out, bought a mega campus. He had 25 millennials working for him, more than that. He probably had 50 employees. I went over there once. They were buzzing. They had media, etc. And now he's got a big old empty building, barely keeping afloat, if that. I bet he doesn't have 5 full-time employees now. I warned him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I warned him. I said, if you think Zuckerberg is in the business to make you rich, to let your message get out, you are out of your mind. And so now we're betting on Trump. Please bring this thing up. You know, conservatives, it's funny how how we play the game. I'll support Trump, cult of personality. But the little guy comes along and says, you know what? I see it. I want to do it. And you can't get any support. I'm not lamenting it. Yeah, I lost $300,000 and I shut it down. And I proudly tell you, I got in the fight. I put my money where my mouth was. Just like I'm in the fight with Hollywood with the Flick Fest. You can choose to support it or not. But if it goes down, it's not going to, because I'm going to be fighting tooth and nail. But if it did, be proud of yourselves, conservative. You let another something that we could make a difference go down. You should be. Look, I'm not going to tell people what to do. But I'll tell you this. When it comes down to principle, when there's somebody doing something in this industry that I look at and I go, that guy gets it, or that girl gets it, I support them. Right now, there's a company that this young lady runs. It's a military company. I'm not going to say the name or whatever. I saw what she was doing. I called my 4-star general buddies. I called Ross Perot Jr. I called 15 people to say, this is somebody we need to promote instantaneously. You ever heard of Charles Love? He's been on Tucker, run Seeking Educational Excellence. He called me one time. I saw what he was doing. I said, you need to be an executive director of something that I'm involved in. And we are partnered in Seeking Educational Excellence, trying to change education in America, taking the racial element out, ending identity politics. How big of a dent am I making? Not big enough. But I tell you what, if I had the budget of Charlie Kirk, I guarantee I could make a difference. I started One Urban Voice with Lawrence Johnson. I met him at an event, a Christian event. This dude is a stud. He goes on in the street, walking, proselytizing about the conservative movement in a way that he resonates inside the minority community. So we started One Urban Voice so we can help inner city families. And what about Unhyphenated America, Chris Harris? Nobody knew who Chris was. I got him on Tucker. I got him on Fox and Friends. I almost got him a gig at Fox. And he runs something that highlights the greatness of this country, things that we should be talking about. I put my money where my mouth is. And many times I put your money where my mouth is, because I promise you, I'm not using your money to make a living. We got to support these efforts. And right now, we've got an all-out assault on us by the media, by the social media. I'm going to play the rest of this clip that Tucker did with this guy from about Twitter.
Twitter is now run by a man called Parag Agrawal, who has said plainly he does not believe in free speech. Agrawal came to this country as an adult to get a degree from Stanford. Now Agrawal controls the single most important forum for America's political conversation. That is a big and important job. It's not a public company, it's much more than that. It's a kind of public trust that allows this democracy to function. So you would think you'd want a guy like that, in a position like that, to have some respect for his adopted country's core institutions, beginning with and primarily the First Amendment. But Agrawal has no respect for our First Amendment or our Constitution. He explained that openly in a 2020 speech. Watch.
Our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, but our role is to serve a healthy public conversation. And our moves are reflective of things that we believe lead to a healthier public conversation. The kinds of things that we do what about this is to focus less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed. One of the changes today that we see is speech is easy on the internet. Most people can speak. Where our role is particularly emphasized is who can be heard.
Oh, so the new standard isn't your right as a citizen to say what you believe is true. The new standard is achieving something called healthy public conversation. By the way, this is not one man's opinion. You grew up in a country where people were free to say what they wanted. But now that political speech, in fact, all speech, is disseminated to other citizens via social media, this is the guy who actually controls what you're allowed to think. So what is healthy public conversation? What does that mean exactly? We're interested. So we texted Parag Agarwal very first thing this morning, and then we emailed his office, and then him personally, all to find out. Agarwal was too cowardly to respond to us. So we're going to have to assume that a healthy public conversation is whatever Parag Agarwal wants it to be.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now, while I appreciate Tucker's outrage, what I will tell you is I talked to Tucker about this very subject. I warned Tucker about this very subject. I warned Liftable Media. I warned all the largest media outlets, guys who were getting 40, 50, 100 million people hitting their site, unique visitors. And I said, you better pay attention to what I'm telling you. Here's what's going to happen. See, we created the Agarwals or whatever his name is. We created them because nobody wanted to listen. And you want to know why? Because conservatives are too consumed with themselves, and in many times they're too consumed with their own egos.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is authorizing a second COVID-19 booster shot for people ages 50 and up. The agency making the change after previously okaying a second booster for immunocompromised individuals at least 12 years old. Senate leaders have some big disagreements over President Biden's budget blueprint. The plan would cover $5.8 trillion in spending for the 2023 fiscal year.
It's a budget calling for greater investments in the things that make the biggest difference in the lives of middle-class families and in those working to get to the middle class.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, cheering the White House budget submission, saying it counteracts top Republican priorities, which he describes as helping the rich and powerful. However, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the budget blueprint was crafted in fantasy land. USA Radio News. Reports out say COVID funding is drying up.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's coronavirus reimbursement fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consumers are feeling a little more confident about the economy this month. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index rose slightly in March after declines in both January and February. The board noting inflation continues to weigh on consumers' short-term outlook for income and business conditions. Tuesday is day 12 in the trial of the four men plotting to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The trial taking place in Grand Rapids could wrap up by the end of the week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because of our lack of recognition of what was happening in social media and the media and all the other things around us politically, and the lack of response to people like myself sounding the alarm bell, people who have the background to understand what was going on and understanding that we were in a business. It's the business of politics. See, we think that politics is just for the greater good. No, it is not. It is a business. It is a sport business. It is a blood sport worse than anything. Do you think the gladiators fighting to the death during the time of Caesar was a big deal? It is nothing in comparison to what happens every single day in this country politically. People are dying in the arena, metaphorically. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So this lack of recognition by the other side, by people within our industry, and the lack of response to those who were newbies coming in looking at it as an industry and saying, you know what, I'm going to sound the alarm bell. I'm going to give you a warning. And where do we find ourselves? We're censored. And here's what's interesting about it. The left isn't hiding it. How bold must you be to say, I don't care if you know? Twitter kicked off the President of the United States. I want you to just think about that for just a second. One little, I'm going to reserve my word. One little dude, Jack Dorsey, kicked off the President of the United States from a communication method. Let me put this in perspective. We've got hotlines to Russia and China in order to avoid global conflict. And one of the communications methods that could be used would be Twitter for a variety of reasons. Maybe we have a national alert system. Think about that. You can't cut the president off of that. He has to be able to communicate with the people. And Twitter said, we're bigger than the president. And leftists let them do it. The free speech people, the people that want everybody to have a voice, all these, you know, think about whatever crazy rules they have where they don't clap and they don't want, you know, you got to use certain language and all this, all the different things. And they said, no, get rid of them. They became a lynch mob to get rid of Trump. And then what did Twitter do? How did they respond? If they can get rid of the president, they can certainly get rid of you. They got rid of me. Oh, we're back on as a network, but they got rid of my personal Twitter. And if I'm associated with anybody's Twitter account, gone. gone. Insanity, folks. Insanity. All this misinformation spread by the left with zero clampdown. Zero clampdown by social media when they lie to your face. Russian collusion. The vote. The 2020 election. January 6th, nonsense. Jussie Smollett. Hunter Biden. Hunter's laptop. Hunter's collusion with Russians, Ukrainians, Chinese, etc. Joe Biden, the big guy. Joe, the Biden family's other people, his sister and his brother Jack and everybody else. Jill Biden's degree, Hillary Clinton's hidden server, and all the other stuff that Donald Trump thankfully is suing and hopefully will get out. And we still got people on our side going, oh, I don't know if Trump won, man. That Donald Trump, he's controversial. Really? A dude is controversial because he fought for his political life, and then he has to fight for his life after the fact. Oh, by the way, did it go unnoticed on anybody that the New York Attorney General dropped the case against Donald Trump? Abruptly? Dropped it? That's a subject for another day. Everything this man has said has turned out to be true. And you know, people, Kevin, he didn't drain the swamp. Well, did you even know there was a swamp? This isn't about that. I want to get into this Hunter Biden stuff. All these controversial topics, verboten, forbidden to be discussed on social media and media. Media not even covering it. In fact, do I need to play the mashup of all the media? Oh, there's no Hunter Biden. There's nothing going on with the Hunter Biden thing. Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
A bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
How's that make you feel when you hear that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Well, I don't know about you, but I just sit there shaking my head going, you've got to be kidding. These are people that, of all walks of life, congressmen, senators, media people, and this is the message they were putting out there, knowing that Hunter Biden is the biggest crook on the planet. He supporting a criminal family enterprise for the Bidens. And they're pretending. They're just pretending. Is that disgusting or what? Look, Kamala Harris laughed. Hunter Biden, you gotta be kidding. Kidding about what? This is our country we're talking about here. And now we find ourselves embroiled in a controversy, this conflict between Russia and Ukraine, and who's front and center with this?
Oh, no, it's not Donald Trump Jr. I know. No, I know what you're thinking. No, it's Hunter Biden. I thought I gave you enough hints there, people in radio land. Hunter Biden, right in the center of it all. That mashup should tell you everything you need to know. By the way, Rick Grinnell, I was tweeting with him, DMing with him, and I saw his tweet. The reason why I contacted him, he said, where are these 50 experts who vouch for Hunter? You hear about them all the time.
50 ex-DOG experts validate the authenticity of the Russian misinformation.
Where are they? You going to hear anybody talk about them? Of course not. Every one of these people should be made. You should go. Somebody should go back to every one of them and say, you made this comment. What do you stand by it now? By the way, I'm not the only. There's rumors that bigger things are going to happen. Here's what Peter Schweiker had to say about it. Oh, well, we don't have time. That clip's too long. We're going to play it in the next segment. Peter Schweiker is known for giving you all the information you need to connect the dots and come to your own conclusions. He does not come to conclusions for you. I love his work for that reason. And I'm going to play his clip. But here's what I want to tell you. Here's what I want the good news to be from this segment. Because people, Kevin, you're rather mean-spirited today. I'm not mean-spirited. If that's what you're thinking. But it isn't the typical sunshiny show that we normally do. But here's what I want to tell you. You haven't fallen for it. There was a full court press of media, social media, congressmen and senators, a political machine that wanted to change your mind about Hunter Biden. And you didn't believe it. Well over 60%, what, two-thirds of America say that the story of Hunter Biden's lost laptop is important. And they believe Joe Biden was involved in his son's foreign business deals. That's a Rasmussen poll. See, they think they can tell you whatever they want to tell you. Let me ask you this, people. When we get control of our media, when people can hear my show, when they can hear these other shows outside of the echo chamber, what do you think is going to happen? When you talk to people, I talk to Never Trump, people who are anti-Trump, people who believe the hype. I've talked to two people I respect a lot about the situation with Trump, and I got them to rethink it. That's our job, is to make people go, wait a minute, let me take pause here. We got to take a pause here right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
When you consider that mashup that we played of all the media and the politicians and the minions that try to get us to dismiss this information about Hunter Biden, you have to understand what we're up against. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about misinformation in Hunter Biden. And my big beef with the conservative movement is our lack of recognition of what happens, our lack of response to the alarm bell being sounded, and how we're responding to this censorship. Now, the good news is we are making a difference. As I mentioned before, 2/3 of voters say that Hunter's lost laptop is important
and they believe that Joe Biden was involved in his son's foreign deals. That's Rasmussen. I think those numbers are always low, but it means we're getting through. But are we really getting what we need? And the good news here is I think we are. I think we're finally making a dent. Now, if you ask people, are they going to get prosecuted and things like this, you know, you get mixed. Most people, nothing's going to happen to them. I feel something different here. Anyway, here's Peter Schweiker, and he's talking about the Biden scandal. And I think given the poll numbers for Biden, what he's going through, what the public is going through with Bidenflation and the war with Russia and all this other stuff, and as we learn more and more details around this, I don't think this is going to end well for the Bidens or the Democrats. Now, you may say, Kevin, you're being optimistic. Yeah, I am. But I'm not. I'm being cautiously optimistic. I understand we have a gauntlet of you know, lies against us. We have people around us, the Democrats, and even these rhino Republicans who don't want to see this system destroyed. And look, America's losing faith in this. But I'm talking about in the system. But I'll tell you this. As much as they, like, let's just go back to the election, that they cheated and how it impacted people. I know how people felt the day after Trump, you know, lost and how long it took for all of that to officially happen when Trump finally gave up. I know how people felt. But I also know how you feel now. You know, the muscle memory of that is gone. You've gotten that lactic acid out of the muscles, and now you're ready to perform again. You've been on your vitamins. You've been training. And you're like, gee, we're ready to go to battle. Good for you. Anyway, here's this Peter Schweiker talking about the Bidens.
Peter, you talk about these millions of dollars with the Biden family. There are allegations that some of that actually went to Joe Biden. Can you prove that any of it did?
Yeah, if you look at the Hunter Biden laptop, there's a couple of things that stand out. Number one, that Hunter Biden is paying some of his father's monthly bills while he's vice president of the United States. That's explicitly laid out in the emails. And number two, that Hunter Biden was paying for things like renovation on his father's home in Delaware while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. Add to the fact that Hunter Biden is complaining to family members about how he's having to give half his income to Pop, which would be his father. It's very clear that the president and his son, Hunter Biden, had intermingled finances. Their money was flowing between the two. And I think what the Biden family has to be very worried about with this grand jury looking into tax evasion charges for Hunter Biden is there could very well be something that embroils the president himself, because nobody was paying taxes on the money that Hunter Biden is using to pay for his father's bills.
So that's the tax piece of this, right? But when you run for office, Peter, you have to file what they call a personal financial disclosure form, which lists all of your sources of income. So is any of this income that you're talking about, whether or not it's for renovations or anything, things that he would have had to file as a candidate or now a government official that he clearly didn't file on those government forms?
Yes, absolutely. If you look at those government forms, and Sean, you're familiar with this, right? You were in public service, both in the Navy and in the White House. You're required to list sources of income. You're required to list gifts. And, of course, there is a gift tax. If you receive more than $15,000 a year, which seems to be the case in this instance, you're required to pay taxes on that money. Sorry, Joe Biden does not list any gifts from any family members. We also know that James Biden, his brother, got $2 million from China, and very possibly James Biden could have been covering some of Joe Biden's living expenses. So this case, this grand jury case, goes to the heart of how the Biden family operates. And I think one of the reasons the New York Times ran this piece with obvious help from Team Biden is they are extremely concerned that Hunter is going to be indicted. They're trying to get ahead of it, and they're trying to make sure that it does not embroil Joe Biden as well.
A lot to digest there. Boy, got to tell you, this, look, again, I don't know how leftists feel about this, but I can tell you, I don't care who the person is who's in office. This is just flat out crooked. And I got I was also very surprised when she says there's allegations that some of the money went to Joe Biden. Can you prove it? And Peter Schweiker says definitively, yeah. Yeah. See, now that we've authenticated the laptop, we know, and I'm going to repeat this, Hunter Biden paid some of his dad's bills when he was VP. Now, why would he do that? Hunter Biden's a crackhead. His dad is a VP. He's got plenty of money. He's got plenty of power. Why would he do that? And why would Joe... Now we get to the crux of this. Remember when Joe Biden said publicly, when he was in Ukraine, if you don't stop investigating my son, you're going to lose this $1 billion? Does this put that into context a little bit? Let me ask you this. Do you believe the Democrats are scrambling, trying to figure out how do we get this story to either disappear or mitigate and make it nothing? Hunter says, I'm paying my father's bills. No question. He was also paying for renovations on Joe Biden's home. What did that cost? He also admits, I'm paying some of my income to Pop. So their finances are intermingled. What did Joe Biden put on his forms? See, this falls under high crimes and misdemeanors. Undoubtedly. And he said, the grand jury's meeting on this. Now, look, I want you to understand, I can't promise you, I don't know what's going to happen, but here's what I will tell you. The level of orchestration you have to get out of this makes Jussie Smollett look like a Boy Scout. Nobody paying taxes on the money. Now you say, Kevin, it's just tax evasion. So what? Hunter gave his dad $1 million to do, to do renovations on the house, or paid his dad some money or whatever. Maybe, let me just put it this way. They're going to be trying to make it look like these were loans made to Hunter that were paid back, that were being paid back. They're doing everything they can right now to make this no big deal. But I want you to apply common sense. Joe Biden says, I didn't deal in my son's business. He's got pictures with him on the golf course with everybody Joe Biden says I never met. He says, I had nothing to do with this. But Hunter's paying, going with his dad on Air Force Two, and every country he goes to, he gets money. I tell you what, the simplest thing to do here is, how about we look at Hunter's money the same way they would do this if they were doing a forensic investigation of one of us, and you track it. You track what he got and what he spent. There's an electronic trail, for the most part, because Hunter's a crackhead. He wasn't using, you know, blockchain technology and disguising where he put his money. So there's an easy trail to follow on where the money went. And the easiest one is look at where Hunter's put anything that had to do with his daddy or money that went into Joe Biden's bank account. And if it ends up matching the percentage that Hunter said, I had to give my dad this, you know you've got a conspiracy. Now, I'm going to cut to the chase here. Spoiler alert for those of you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and you don't want to know what happens. Spoiler alert. Joe Biden was in business with his son. He used his influence as vice president to hook up not only Hunter, but his family. And this includes his brother and even some rumor his daughter. And certainly Jill got her pound of flesh, however she did it, through ego. But everybody in the Biden family benefited, and Hunter Biden was the front man. Okay, now you can take the earmuffs off. That's what we're going to find out. And the only thing that we have to try to figure out now, because the jig is up, is what are the Democrats going to do to cover it up? That's the game we're going to be playing over the next few weeks, months, you know, or whatever, until they finally say they've had enough of the Bidens, the Biden family, and Joe Biden gets plucked out of the Oval Office.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.